Blog Talk Radio.
WEXY Wilton Meadows, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily those of WEXY.
God bless you. This is Bishop Eric King Johnson. I am so happy to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus the Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. I want to welcome all of our listeners and viewers, those of you that are listening by way of Blog Talk. Remember, you can always call the number if you want to get on Blog Talk. Just call this number, area code 305-989-0113. Again, that number to call Blog Talk is 347-989-0113. Let me give that number out again. The area code is 347-989-0113. So you can tune in by way of internet by just simply calling that number, and that'll patch you in right to the broadcast. So we're heard all over the world, all over the United States, if you just call that number. So if you know someone that need to hear something that I'm saying, you can call them now and say, listen, call this number. Tell them to call area code 347-989-0113. For those of you that can just want to view us, you can go to your phone or your computer and go to Periscope and view us that way. I believe that God is in the midst of all that we're doing. And, of course, we're on the station WEXY, 1520 a.m. every day at 1:30. Listen, I am excited about what God is doing. You know what? I'm so excited about what God is doing because He's been good. God has been keeping us. And, you know, we're down to the final days of this year. And, you know, the enemy thought that he was going to have many of you out of church or many of you walking around with, you know, a duplicitic mentality. He thought that he was going to have you bound by drugs again or bound by alcohol. He thought that he was going to have the victory over your life. He thought that you losing your job or you gaining money was going to change your heart towards God. But many of you are here like myself to declare victory and that you got victory in God. And you know what? That's enough right there, because we just got a few days And I'm telling you right now, before these days expired, I told the church that I see giants falling. Giants are going to fall. So you get ready, because God got two things in store for you. Number one, your giant that's been fighting you all year is going to fall. He's going down. Somebody ought to say, my giant is going down. Yes, I told you, your giant is going down. Whether your giant is Goliath, or whether your giant is Giddish, or whether your giant is Ishbibinab, or whether your giant has no name. Like the Bible said, there came another giant that had no name, that had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each feet. But even that giant was defeated. And I'm telling you right now, your giant is going to be defeated. So you get ready for a miracle. Listen, my name is Hurricane Johnson. I've been talking about mind battles and et cetera. And I want to get a little bit into that, but let me invite you out. We had a powerful service on last night. My God, the Spirit of God came in and he moved like never before. And I mean, people, amen, begin to cry out. Have you ever had one of those services where people cried out, amen, and they begin to just lift their voices up to God and to heaven? And I had to go somewhere and sit in the corner. Because there are sometimes when I minister that God say, move out the way, I got this. And he won't let me say nothing. And at that point, it was just an awesome service. It was an awesome service. And people were just giving God the praise because of who he is and what he had promised them. And he told many of them, he said, listen, I'm going to heal you of your wounds. Yes? And although people have been talking about you and walking off and leaving your side, I'm going to heal you of your wounds. All of those that were picking at you, one translation said, all of those that were making fun at you, all of those that were making mockery of you, God say, I am going to heal your wounds. I'm going to let them know I'm still God. Uh-oh, I feel that same presence coming again today. Amen. He says, I'm going to let them know. I'm going to let your enemies know that I am God, and besides me, there is nobody else that can declare themselves to be God. Not just none other, but nobody else that can, validly declare himself to be God. We serving God now, and he knows how to prove his presence. He manifested himself on last night, but I tell you what, Thursday night, before I go in my discussion, Thursday night, we're going to be having service Thursday night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. They're at 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, and I want you to get ready for a great, great, great breakthrough. It's a Christmas service. Not Christmas service. Yeah, Christmas service. Jesus' birth. But we're going to have a great time, so I want you to get ready for it. Amen? Well, those of you out there, we're down to just a few days now. Today is the 22nd, and we got about nine more days. We got about nine more days before this year's out. You know, and the enemy is trying to take it from you. He's slowly trying to take it from you. But we got about nine more days before this year's out. And God has promised me that giants are going to fall. Giants. Now, whatever your giant is going to fall. But then he promised me that he's going to produce a miracle out of your life. A miracle out of your life. You are going to be the symbolic of a living miracle. You're going to be the symbolic of a living miracle. Now, I tell you what, it dawned on me. There's some of you out there that's been having a difficult time trusting God. I mean, you've been going through some challenges and situations, and, you know, your trust factor have gone down. It is depleted. And, you know, fear has come over you. I mean, your trust has gone down, and fear has come over you, you know. And when the devil, amen, brings fear, then he brings doubt. And that's his ultimate goal, to bring doubt in your life. You know, and you hear these stories all the time of these patriots. You hear these stories, but these are the references. These are the references in which we must deal with. You know, and I preached this all my life, so I'm 51 years old, right? All right, look good, 51, right? Look at me. All right, 51 years old. I've been preaching this for 51 years, you know, amen, being a part of it for 51 years, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood firm in their trust in God. Although the odds was against them, although the devil came against them, they stood firm on their trust in God. They stood firm on their trust in God. And this is what happened. The king had already bound them, took them captive. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah, he'd already bound them and took them captive. They was in a foreign land. And now he makes a decree. And he says, listen, tell you what, I made a golden image. And when you hear the sound of the music, I want you to bow down and worship that image. Now, they're already bound in a foreign land. They've already, you know, not just fugitives, but they are prisoners of war. They're prisoners of war. In today's language, they will be prisoners of war. Yeah, they were prisoners of war. Now, here it is. You're already in a foreign land. You're a prisoner of war. This man, this king, can do anything in the world. Nebuchadnezzar was a very evil man. He can do anything in the world against you. So it seemed like you're in his hand. So he says, first of all, I'm going to make a golden image. I don't know what the image was, ladies and gentlemen, whether it was the image of himself or whether it was the image of a deity. You know, that's not my concern at this point. My concern is his proclamation. He says, all of you, that when you hear the sound of the music, I want you to bow down and worship this golden image. And when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego heard that, they said, listen, we are not going to bow. Now, you can make whatever you want to make, but we will not bow. We are not going to bow. And they got word to the king, and he said, what? You know, I treated them good, but they're not going to bow? They said, yeah, those three Hebrew boys say they are not going to bow. Uh-oh. Trying to get it out, right? So he said, I tell you what, bring them to me. And when they brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to him, he said, I heard that y'all weren't going to bow. They said, yeah, we be not careful to answer thee. That means, listen, we're not having a hard time, amen, answering you on this matter. We're not having a hard time answering you on this matter. We're not careful to answer you. We are not going to bow. We're not going to bow. Our God is able. Our God is able to deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, and they had these words in there, if not, I thought that was the strangest thing that anybody could say. They said, our God is able. Number one, they got smart and said, we be not careful to answer thee, O king. All right? But then they said, our God is able to deliver us out of thine hand. And then they said, if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not bow. Now, that's some bad talking there, y'all. That's some bad talking. I don't see no sign of doubt. I don't see no sign of fear. I don't see no sign of mistrust. My God, they're walking by faith and not by sight. They're already fulfilling this right here. They're walking by faith and not by sight because, number one, they says to a king that can do anything to their bodies right now, he already had them captive. He's already destroyed their homeland. And they looking at this king with this look in their eyes saying, listen, we're not scared of you. What you mean you're not scared of me? I got you bound here in my own country. You and my king, what you mean you're not scared of me? No, we be not careful to answer you, O king. Our God is able. All right? The king could have said, if your God is able, why are you here standing in front of me? If your God is able, why you got to even explain this to me? Why didn't he deliver you out of my hand when I came to destroy Jerusalem? They say, I tell you what, my God could have stopped you then. Okay? But he didn't decide to. But our God is able to deliver us out of your hand. But if he don't, if he decide not to deliver us, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not bow. Now that don't sound like someone that's having a mind battle. That don't say they didn't have no Bible, they didn't have no commentary, they didn't have no dictionary. That doesn't sound like people that's having a mind battle. They talking too bad, you know. But let's deal with the feeling of it. The Bible said the king got mad. Now when he went to going through that rage moment, you know, they could have like, wait. I tell you what. It won't hurt. We bow and then repent. You know, we'll just bow and then we'll get up and repent and we'll be all right. So it won't hurt that much if we do that. No, they didn't do that. He went through his fits. He told them, say, heat it up 7 times harder. And then on their way there, somebody say, hey, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, hey, the gods done fell dead. Y'all heard me tell this story before. And do you know that they still didn't have a mind battle? Their mind was already set. Whatever God wants to do through our lives and in our lives, we will not second guess him. We will not doubt him. We will not have no fear. See, it's easy to believe God for a house or a car. That's easy stuff. You know, it's easy to believe God for money. That's easy stuff. Trust me, saints. There are people out there in the world, they get up and they wish for money every day. They get cars and houses every day. That's why, you know, we have to be mindful. That's easy stuff. You know, when the real time comes for you to believe God is when you're in a test, when you're standing in the courtroom, when you're standing before the doctor, when you're on your way to have an open heart surgery. You know, like my father, right now, this very moment, having open heart surgery. You know, but when he was going in, he said, if God is not going to give me a testimony about this right here, y'all get my clothes and I just walk on out of there. So somehow God is going to give me a testimony through this right here. Listen, the time for you to trust God, the time for you to believe God, the time for you to stand firm on faith is when you are in the battle and when you're facing a battle that only God can solve. They went in the fire. Nobody stopped them. God didn't stop it. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Heaven didn't open. Angels didn't rush down. No, they were thrown in the fire. But when they were thrown in the fire, the king jumped up, and he said, wait a minute, y'all. Didn't we cast three of them in there? They said, yeah. Everybody scared of him because he half crazy. He said, well, I see four of them. That ain't the issue. The fourth man looked like the Son of God. I want to ask y'all a question. How did a king that don't know God, that serve idols, know how the Son of God looked? Why didn't he say that all of them look like Son of God? Because they represented the sonship of God, but it was something strange about that fourth man. He said that fourth one, now he looked like the Son of God. He could have called the fourth man, he could have just said, look, there are four of them in there. Where he come from? He could have had another conversation. It could have been something totally different. But no, he said that fourth man looks like he's the Son of God. Y'all ain't saying that to me. And this is what happened. He said, y'all let him out. Now, three went in. The king saw four, but only three came out. Can I say that again? Three went in. The king saw four, one, two, three, four, but only three came out. Can I say that again? Three went in. The king saw four, but only three came out. Somebody said, well, what happened to the fourth man? He said, y'all go ahead on out. I met y'all in here, but I'm going to escort you out. And y'all go ahead on out and tell the testimony. Well, why are you going to stay in there, fourth man? Because I'm going to wait for some more of y'all to come to let you know that God got the power. Y'all ain't saying that to me. I'm going to hang here in the fire so that if you ever get back in trouble, I'm going to hang here around the flood. That's why he said, if you go through the fire or the flood, the flames won't rekindle themselves on you. You won't be burned or the water won't drown you. I'm going to hang here in the fire. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to stay here in the fire. And that's why John said, lo, I saw one whose hair was as lamb wool, whose eyes was as, y'all ain't saying nothing to me, as fire, whose feet was as polished brass as if somebody had been walking in some flames. You don't understand what I'm saying. God needs somebody that will completely trust him. He's looking for somebody that will trust him no matter what. God is looking for somebody that will trust him no matter what. Can I say that again? God is looking for somebody out there. Whether you be in Radio Land, or whether you be on Blog Talk, or whether you be on Periscope, God is looking for somebody that would trust him no matter what. Listen to me very carefully. Now, we're going to have to go through this. We're going to have to deal with this. You got 9 days. You have 9 days from the airing of this broadcast. You have 9 days. You got 9 days to show God that you're going to completely trust him. You got 9 days. Don't worry about what incident have happened in your marriage. Don't worry about what have happened in your home. Don't worry about how the enemy has fought you. You got 9 days. You have 9 days now. You got 9 days to reclaim the victory. You got 9 days to filter your mind out. You have 9 days to filter your thoughts out. And so you know what? I've been doubting God. I've been worried about this problem. I got 9 days, number one, at nighttime to go to sleep. Y'all ain't saying to them, I'm not going to be pacing the floor like I used to. I got 9 days to reclaim my victory. I have 9 days, amen, to command peace over my home. 9 days to command peace over my life. 9 days before 2016 to command peace, amen, over my children's life, over my spouse's life.
I got 9 days to command healing over my body. I'm not going to worry about it like I used to, you know, and I can't help sometimes but to be nervous. But my God, you know what? I'm going to take everything and throw it into the hand of God. I got 9 days. You got 9 days. I'm speaking to somebody out there that need a breakthrough. 9 days, you're going to see turnaround taking place. 9 days. In 9 days, you're going to see giants falling. And I don't care what kind of giant you have. And when you know, when you read these Bible, amen, when you read these Bible illustrations and Bible testimonies and Bible stories, are y'all listening to me? You have to understand these people was at a dead-end street. Not just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, let me pull somebody else to testify. Jonah, can you come over here and testify? Jonah was in the belly of a whale. He was now, you understand that Jonah describes the direction that the whale went. He said that the whale went downward. Could you imagine being in complete darkness with a moving creature? Inside of a moving creature, there is no light. Not like Jonah in a room. He's in the belly of a whale. Testify, Jonah. Yeah. And there is no light there. It's smelly there because the whale has eaten other living mammals that swim in the sea. So it's smelly, it's dark, seaweed is all over his body, the acid from the whale's stomach is all on his skin. Y'all ain't saying that to me. It's uncomfortable. And now he's going downward and downward and downward. He's going so far down that even if the whale let him go at this point, he don't have enough oxygen to get back up to the top. And if he get back up to the top, remember, he was thrown overboard because of a storm. So he don't know whether the storm is there. So, listen, I'm doomed. But the Bible said, Jonah want to testify. I see the Bible said, Jonah said, can I testify? Jonah said, I remembered in the midst of all that trouble, not to doubt God, but I remembered to pray. Good God, my burning bush. He said, I remembered to pray. I didn't have no other choice. I remembered to pray. That's the only thing I had. I didn't doubt God. I didn't start crying. I didn't start wimping out. I just remembered to pray. And Jonah said, I sent a prayer up to heaven. And that prayer got through the seaweed. It got through, amen, the acid of the whale's stomach. It got through the smelly fish. It got through the darkness. It got through the water. It got through the storm. And it went and it talked to God, amen, around his throne. And then God commanded the whale, take him where I told him to go. And the whale all of a sudden started swimming upward and then moving fast. And before you know it, he went on the dry land and then vomited Jonah out. And when Jonah got out, I'll tell you what happened. The people were sitting, you know, fishing, and all of a sudden this whale comes up on the land, and he throws up, right? I'm sorry if anybody eating, but he throws up, right? And they see a bunch of stuff coming out the whale mouth, so he's covered with seaweed and all that. Then all of a sudden they see this big pile of stuff that the whale has thrown up. They see it moving, so they think that it's something going on. And all of a sudden Jonah stands up covered and all of that stuff. And God said, that's what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to cause you to live in the midst of all of your stuff, in the midst of all of the stuff that should have taken you out. I'm going to cause you to stand up and declare the glory of God and the favor of God. I can tell you story after story, testimony after testimony of what God has been doing in the lives of people, what God continues to do in the lives of people. Oh, I got another testimony, y'all. Come on, come on. How much time I got, Nikki? I got one more testimony. I got another testimony. I got another testimony. He said, listen, I was sick. Yeah, and what happened? He said, I was sick, and they told Jesus to come, but he didn't come, and I ended up dying. And they wrapped me up like a mummy. They wrapped me up. They put spices all on my body. Y'all ain't saying that to me. But I had been dead for so long that the spices wouldn't do no good because the smell of my body went through the spices. So by the time Jesus got there, Jesus asked them, say, where you have you laid him? They say, Lord, by now he's stinking. He say, take me where you've laid him. And the Bible said Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said he that was dead and bound. Lazarus trying to tell y'all that I was bound. I was bound up and lifeless, but when I heard the voice of Jesus, I got up, and I started hopping to the door. I started hopping to the entrance of the tomb, and I heard the voice again says, loose him and let him go. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you're going through with. Don't you doubt God. Don't you fear. God is giving you a sound mind. He's giving you a courageous spirit. Can I say that? A courageous spirit. And God said, you will not fail. You will not fail. I don't care what's going on. You will not fail. So I want you right now, in my final minutes, to join me in a word of prayer. And I pray for complete deliverance. I pray that the God of peace and the God of salvation will keep you. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for every listener, every person that are listening to my voice. I pray for a special breakthrough. I pray for a special miracle. I pray right now that you would reach forth your hand and touch them right where they are. Go into the hospital room. Touch my father in Jesus' name. Go into the corridors of the hospital. Begin to touch patients and people that are in jail and people that are incarcerated in their mind. People right now that are listening or watching me, touch them right now in Jesus' name. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name we pray and we call it done. Amen. Listen, I'm enjoying myself. Amen. Listen, I thank God, amen, for all of you that are listening. Let somebody know, amen, not to doubt God, not to doubt him, just trust him. If you trust him when you can't see him. Trust him when you can't feel him. My final statement, if you call me 3 o'clock in the morning and ask me, do I feel saved, I'm going to say, no, I feel sleepy. But if you ask me, am I saved, I'm going to say yes, because you got to know this on the inside. Not from your feeling, but you got to know that you're saved. Listen, my name is Hurricane Johnson. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. So our next broadcast tomorrow at 1:30. 1:30. I'll leave you with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way. God bless you.
Trials and tribulations along the way. We're having heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment will pay for it all.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom.
Come on. Yeah.
When I didn't have no God on my side, I went down on my knees, and I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart.
Yeah.
And while I was talking to it, something began to move.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me. Something began to move on off of my heart.
Yeah.
And right then and there, yeah, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women